This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In case you hadn't noticed, just as game shows took over the airwaves a few years ago and reality shows came after that, televised poker has arrived in force, at least on cable. There's ESPN's World Series of Poker, Bravo's Celebrity Poker Showdown, Fox Sports Channel just had a tournament, and there is the World Poker Tour on the Travel Channel. To find out why this is happening, we called on championship player Barry Shulman, who also publishes Card Player magazine. Between rounds of a major tournament today at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, Shulman told us what he thinks is behind the game's sudden popularity.
Poker has blossomed on cable TV because of the advent of two things pretty much concurrently. One is online poker, which people can play on their at home on their PCs, and the other is the ability to be able to show the whole cards, in other words, the cards that people are playing in their poker hand, on television. It just, poker is not a very interesting sport if you can't see what the cards are. But now that we can film the shows and know what the whole cards are, then the commentators can make it interesting for the general public. And by the way, it's not just cable. I understand on Super Bowl Sunday, NBC is having a special two-hour poker program. Mm.
So when you're playing at a game of poker that is being taped for future telecast, where are the cameras? How many cameras are there at the poker table?
There's a little teeny camera right at the table in front of each player, and typically it's the final table. For example, the tournament that I started yesterday had 300 and some players, and about half of them are gone. But what's going to be televised, there's a whole set for the final six players on the final day.
And the game that's played, is it always the same game? Are they always playing?
The championships are always what we call no-limit Texas Hold'em. No-limit means you can bet whatever you want on any card on any hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet your entire stack, and once you lose it, you're out. And the game is Texas Hold'em, which is a where everybody gets two cards and there's five common cards in the middle. So it's a form of stud.
It's a seven-card stud, but there are only two cards down for each player.
Yes, except you and I would share the same five cards in the middle.
Right.
But that seems to work quite well for television because it's fairly easy to grasp how to play, not to be confused with becoming a scientist at it, and it's easy for the commentators and viewers to explain and understand, respectively.
Now, I want to ask you something about the poker players and the look of the televised poker game. When cable television sought its salvation in beach volleyball, well, we know how people were dressed there, and when they did competitive pocket billiards, everyone's sort of wearing, you know, black vests and that sort of thing. The look of the poker player, it seems to be an almost studied, seamy look that people are aspiring to. What is it? What is it? What are poker players dressing for when they're in these tournaments?
Well, I think they're actually in a state of flux right now. Historically, before there was TV, we all tried to maximize our comfort because we play for hours. We played 10 hours yesterday, 10 hours today, and it's quite grueling. Now, with TV, especially some of the younger people are trying to make a self-image statement as to who they are and wearing certain types of attire, and other people I'm seeing wearing suits and I didn't even know owned a tie before, and so the individuality is starting to come out.
Well, Mr. Shulman, thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you for interviewing me.
Barry Shulman, who is the publisher of Card Player magazine and CardPlayer.com, speaking to us from Las Vegas about the rise of poker.